take me back in time so that we may share another communication that we have in the past with Jane Tweed. Take me back in time, Vera, because you're willing. Because I'm willing to learn. And perhaps because you want to know. Share with me your thoughts and your feelings. Good morning. What day is this? Is it early morning?
Places me to do that.
I thought you may have been angry with me because I was so inquisitive.
I was sorely vexed with you.
You were sorely vexed?
I was.
Why would you be?
Sir, I would hope you would understand. I am simply fearful that because I wished to continue our conversations that your inquisitiveness would make it impossible to do that. I hope you will understand. I did not mean to be cross with you.
That's all right. That's okay. I understand. It's okay if you are cross with me. I think there's a freedom of expression between people. Don't you think so?
Most times, yes.
Don't you feel it's natural to be cross sometime with people too?
Yes, that's true.
It's a human process, don't you believe that?
Yes.
What disturbed you the most? I believe I'm talking to Jane Tweed. What disturbed you? What were the questions that I asked you that were so disturbing to you that you could not have answered? Is it because you could not answer or didn't want to or were not permitted to answer?
Are you planning on persisting in this line of inquiry?
No, I just want to talk with you and for you to share your experiences with me and to know why are you and why are we communicating. I think it's to be able to understand each other better.
Partly that is so. I think I explain to you another time.
Mm-hmm. You must understand, this is a mystery to me.
I do understand that.
And I love to solve mysteries.
I see.
If it's permissible, if you want to. Naturally, I need your cooperation, you know that.
I think that perhaps you are making the mistake of endowing me with knowledge that I do not possess.
Okay.
I am fearful of saying something I should not, or something that is not correct.
I appreciate
I make that. Mistakes and errors, as do you, sir.
Yes. I appreciate that. We're all human. I don't mean to be difficult.
Well,
so then share with me some of the things you'd like to, rather than me ask questions, perhaps you would want to simply share something with me without me being inquisitive. Would you feel
I
more
think
comfortable?
Perhaps you cannot help but be inquisitive. It seems to be somewhat your nature. And,
Jane, if I were not inquisitive, would I be talking with you now?
I do not know the answer to that.
Okay, all right.
Perhaps not. Do you have a mustache?
No. Did your husband have a mustache?
Yes, at times. I simply asked because Mama and I used to have a joke that inquisitive people had long noses, and we decided that most men who were of an inquisitive turn mind had a mustache.
I have a long nose, but no mustache.
And you were maybe you were only partly inquisitive. I want to say I know you have many questions. I am not sure what they are, and I don't mean to imply to you that you should ask me no questions, because there are many things I may tell you that interest you not at all. And I don't mind questions. I don't feel I should answer.
You're not obligated.
All of your questions of the nature, you know what I mean.
Yes. You're not obligated to answer anything you don't want to. With the Lord is there's freedom, isn't there?
In many ways.
Okay, so then I wouldn't want to impose anything upon you that would be contrary to the Lord's will or the freedom of expression and or to coercion or to force of any kind. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Then that's where I stand in that point.
You are most congenial to me.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. I try to be congenial. If I do upset and sometimes be inquisitive, is you must remember that as all human beings are always looking for answers and always looking for solving of mysteries and to know the things about life in general.
I have no answers to mysteries.
Okay.
I understand, however, why they must seem as mysteries to you.
Let me explain a mystery that you may help me solve, and if not, it's okay. I don't want you to feel obligated. For in the last time, I knew that you were in 1904, and I am in 1980, and yet we talk with each other. Isn't this a mystery?
I think it is very simple.
I would love to know the simplicity of this.
I realize that, and I understand what you are saying.
It's not that you have a lack of knowledge. I think it's I have a lack of knowledge.
Perhaps, but I also... I am not a wise person. I am fearful that I would tell you something that is not so. And I would be responsible for... perhaps an error on your part if I
mislead me.
Yes.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jane. I understand that. So what's the simple answer to the mystery that here I am in 1980 talking to someone who was in 1904, and this is certainly a mystery to me.
Well, I think I told you before that this is because it is allowed to be.
I imagine it must be, but who is allowing this to be? Does God allow this? Is this permitted for some reason?
Is that obvious?
You mean it's obvious to you that God permits this to happen?
Yes.
I believe all things are possible with God, but I don't necessarily know the reasons and purposes behind it all.
Well, perhaps you are not at this time supposed to know all those purposes.
That's true. That may be very well possible.
I think it is not for me to enlighten you on every aspect of your life in your world,
In my world?
Yes.
Is my world different than your world?
Where I am right now is your world at a different time. I have chosen a time. It was a time, I don't recall if I said, I choose a time that is pleasant for me.
pleasant for you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm happy about that.
A day that was, I can't think of a word, pleasant. When nothing unfortunate was happening, you understand? Today I chose November the 8th.
Oh, November 8th, from what year?
1904. And it is shortly before luncheon.
Well, tell me about it then, Jean. There I go, being inquisitive again.
I think perhaps you cannot help that trait.
Maybe you'd want to be inquisitive of me, and you want to ask me some questions. Isn't it a mystery for you to know that I'm in 1980? Wouldn't you like to know something about where I am at in my world, or do you know this world?
No, I do not know your world. I know that it exists, and I know some, but little. And I am not very inquisitive. For the most part, I am content to not know.
Well, share with me then, November 8th. You picked that day, and I will be willing to.
It is as good as many others, but. It seemed pleasant. I try to find a time also when there is some time for relaxation, because truly I am in that day and I must be able to have the time for our conversation.
Okay. Jane, could you, I'm going to be inquisitive again. Take it with a sense of humor, okay? And laugh if it seems foolish.
Mm.
You're saying you have chosen a day that you feel comfortable, and yet it's still a mystery to me that I'm speaking with a voice that's using another voice, and yet it's Jane Tweed who has lived, and it could be impossible to live in 1980, and yet it seems that there is, that you are alive, and yet it seems that there is a communication. I don't think you can communicate with the dead.
Communication, yes, but do you see me?
No, I don't. That's the mystery.
Uh-huh.
And you don't see me either. Or do you see me? If you saw me, you wouldn't question whether I had a mustache.
I have not seen you. I don't know if I could. If she would open her eyes, I don't know if I could see you.
Would you want to try that? If you would open her eyes? Would this break the continuity?
I don't know.
Well, we may try that a little later if you want.
I have never done this before. I do know that it is difficult for me to speak to you at the beginning, but the more I speak to you, the easier it becomes, the longer duration of time of our conversation, the easier it becomes to speak.
Then do you know that you're speaking through somebody else, with somebody else's voice?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
It told you that.
I know you sang that way.
Oh, yes.
Well, where is the person who you're talking through? How does, or did I go over and quit her again? But it's still a mystery. How can you talk through her? Where is this lady now then? Where is she?
I don't know how to answer that.
Okay.
She is not here. I don't think I can answer that for you.
Okay.
I don't believe you would understand.
Do you understand though?
Yes.
Maybe I might understand.
I don't think so.
I know I'm dumb in some things, but I may understand.
People in my time would never consider such a thing as you were doing.
Why not?
I don't know. Not the people I knew.
Well, I am an unusual person. I guess you must surmise that by now. And that, do you know what research is?
No.
When people search for something that is unknown.
An explorer?
Explorer, yes. That would be a good... So I'm exploring these phenomena that are taking place here. I'm talking to Jane Twee. To me it's a phenomena, and I'm exploring, trying to understand. Even as you may have explored Ryan Rice knows white, why does it fall so gently, and you were exploring that little snowflake and it melted in your hands.
There is snow on the ground now. We had a lot of snow. This is a pleasant day because I am able to invite my friend. I told you of my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Filene French.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's her first name?
What?
What is her first name? Mrs. French?
Mrs. French?
Yeah.
Filene.
Filene?
Yes.
Oh.
Filene.
Filene.
No. Filene.
Could you spell it for me?
She spells it P-H-I-L-E-N-E, I believe.
In this day where I am now, I have never heard this name before.
Well, it is an unusual name. I don't know how she came by such a name. She never told me.
Do you have a newspaper in that day?
In town we have, nearby town has a newspaper that we most often read here. Apex is another mining town nearby, very close to American City, and they have a newspaper in that town.
Do you have a newspaper in your room with you?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Why do you want to know that?
Well, I'd like you to read something from the newspaper.
No, I don't have one. But they usually have one somewhere in the hotel, and I often read the Pine Cone.
The Pine Cone? Is that the name of the newspaper?
Yes. But Mrs. French, I was able to invite her to the hotel for dinner, not in the hotel, but to my room. That's unusual, but it's pleasant for me to be able to repay her hospitality. She's been very kind to me. So I have secured some food. Sometimes they let me cook, and they gave me a nice piece of spice cake, and I have some breeches beams on my stove in my room.
Some what? What
kind?
Beams?
Yes, beams.
What kind of beams?
Breeches beams.
Breeches beams. Is that a brand? Or?
A brand?
Okay.
No, they are just, it's just a pot of beams. Leather breeches beams. Have you never had those?
No, I haven't.
No, they're quite good, but they must cook a long time. They gave me a small piece of beef also, so I can serve her some breeches beans and boiled beef and spice cake and coffee, and that should make it quite a nice meal.
Sounds tasty.
It is.
Jane, when I talk to you, do I disturb you from asleep sometime? I don't want to, when I begin talking to you, is it because you choose to talk to me, or is it because I disturb your sleep? Or do I disturb you by talking to you in the beginning of the conversation? Do I awaken you in some way?
No.
Because I wouldn't want to disturb you.
You don't disturb me.
Okay, all right.
So
I say all right and okay. Okay is what we use now. All right, I suppose you use then.
All right, yes.
Mm-hmm. You've never heard okay.
I don't recall that. I understood what you meant.
Do you have any concept of what we have now in this day and age? With automobiles, radio, television?
I know what an automobile is. I had seen in Chicago when I went to Ohio, there were many automobiles on the streets in Chicago. Well, there were more horse carts, but I was surprised. I never had seen such a thing in the mountains here or in Central City, but I stayed in Chicago for 2 days before I went on to Ohio, and I saw many changes in that town.
Would you know what an airplane is? A vehicle that flies through the air?
No, do they have such a thing?
Yes, we have that.
I have heard of people that have tried to fly. Once in Ohio, there was a man that tried to fly. He made some wings and he jumped off of his barn. He was sure he could fly, but he did not. I don't know that man was supposed to fly.
Recordings that we make.
Recordings.
We make recordings on little strips of paper.
Little strips of paper?
Yes, it's hard for you to understand this.
What is a recording? Like writing?
Like a gramophone?
A talking machine?
Yes.
That is how she knows what she hears. This is that true? Is that how she knows what we say?
Yes.
I wondered.
See, we record it, then we play it back, and the voice speaks back. In our future, where I am now, you know, the moon, we have landed on the moon.
What if for?
To explore.
Oh.
Mankind is an explorer, and he will always be an explorer. Is it difficult for you to believe that, Jane?
No, I have heard in my time also of explorers, but I never knew one.
We have machines that fly at great speeds. That we can go from Chicago, you know, California.
I was never in California.
But you know the distance.
That's a long way, yes.
Well, we have flying machines that can travel that in less than 2 hours, in less than an hour and a half.
From Chicago?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Aren't you curious and inquisitive about where I am? As much as I'd be inquisitive about where you are.
I think not as much as you.
No. You accept your place then as being all right?
Yes.
Okay.
What you say is interesting and very different. I think I would find it very hard to understand that kind of world. Everything moving so rapidly as that would disturb me, I think. I'm not sure.
The doctors can transplant hearts from one human being to another.
I think that sounds like something I would not want to have anything to do with.
Yes. So then you can see why, Jane, and forgive me then if I am curious and inquisitive. I'm living in a different world.
I can see that, yes.
And we have instrumentation of electronics and laser beams and many things that were only in the wildest imagination and dreams during your time. And yet we're
not my dreams. I never dreamt of such things. Andy and I went to the exposition in Chicago in 93, and that was a wondrous thing to see. They had whole buildings lit up with the electric light bulbs. That was marvelous and beautiful. And there were many other things to see also, but that was something I shall always remember.
With electricity now, we can talk around the world to anybody at any place. Doesn't that fascinate you? The buildings you saw in that exposition are now commonplace.
The buildings?
The buildings and the lights. Electricity is a common thing in every home. We have electric washing machines, electric dishwashers, electric soap makers. Everything is automatic.
Soap makers?
Mm-hmm. You were making soap by hand.
Yes.
Now people push a button and make soap automatically.
Oh my. What do they do all day if they have all of these things done for them?
They spend all the day to make the machines that do it for them.
Wow.
Sounds silly, doesn't it?
Yes. Not
You sound like such a nice person. I enjoy talking to you.
Thank you.
Well, since you're letting me know some of your world, there may be more in your world that you would want to tell me. I shared some of my world with you. And maybe you'd like to share some of your true world with me. Where you are now. You're telling me now of the memories and things that were. Is that correct? Or is
it? Yes, that's true. Well, at the present time, I am truly in that day. What I said is true, and yet it's what's happening.
I believe you.
But I may not stay.
Where do you go then? I know when I leave here and I go home.
There is your long nose again.
I'm sorry.
Isn't that true?
Well, that's again on the explorer.
Yes.
No, you don't have to answer that. Please, I won't feel offended if you simply don't answer that.
Well,
it's just I'd love to know. But,
I think no, not.
Okay, I accept that. I never want you to feel that my questions should be a pressure to you, or your questions would be a pressure to me. And you certainly have a right to ask the questions of me too, if you want to.
I must tend the stove for just a moment.
Okay. I'll wait for you to come back.
You may think that you have all these wonders in your world, but I do believe that you may find it very pleasant to be here with me and to smell the beans cooking and see the sunshine on the snow outside.
I was born in the country. I was born in Connecticut, and I can remember the snow, and it's beautiful.
It is. I think I have stayed in these mountains because of that. Well, for a lot of reasons. I liked it very much in Chicago, but I don't know many people there. Very few who live there now. And I'm not sure that I could find another position there if I were to leave.
You mean a position meaning work?
Yes. I must have employment. But I'm concerned about... I've never... since Andy died, been absolutely certain from one day to the next what I wanted to do, and what I did was simply to stay. And I don't have any money, but until I went to make that trip to Ohio, that never bothered me that I was poor. And then I needed to make that trip and had no clothes and no money for the tickets, and then it bothered me greatly. But as long as I am here and I have a way to feed myself, I am fairly content. I didn't want to stay in Nevadaville after Andy died, though. And so when this position, when I heard of this position at the hotel, I decided to make the move. And I think it was a good one for me. This town is much nicer than Nevadaville. It was a very rough place. It was a rough town and lots of fighting there. The miners fought among themselves. It was indeed the problem with Andy, because he being a bonny Scots lad, that's the way he talked, you see. he talked that way. The miners, most of the miners in that town were Irish, or they were Jack's, cousin Jack's. And these two groups fought each other.
And what groups are there? Did they have some kind of, did they call themselves something?
The Irish and the Jacks fought each other. There is much rivalry between them, and I don't know, but I assume the Irish and the Cornish in their homeland were prided themselves on being good at mining, and they don't get along. They live in different parts of town. They have a different church, and Andy's problem was that he was Scotsman, and each side wanted him to side with them, you see. Mm-hmm. When we first came to live there, we stayed with the Bodmans.
Who?
Bodman. They're Cornish family.
That would be pronounced Bodman or Batman?
Bodman.
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 And that's it. What's the name of that town?
Well, it's called by many different things depending on who you talk to. I'm not sure why that is, but most refer to it as Nevadaville or Nevada City. It is not too far from American City. It is near Central City, but the other direction from American City. I don't suppose you understand what I mean. I'm not sure about my directions. I don't know if I mean north or
south.
Not sure. You go the other way. From Central City to get to Nevadaville. But it is in the same area, general area.
Do you hear that sound now? That humming sound?
A clock, I believe.
Do you hear music?
Yes.
That is what we call radio. Music can be sent through space.
That is not from the talking machine.
No. Music can be sent from one city to another through the air, then played into a box and you can hear it again. Like as if you were at the state, at the studio, at the concert hall. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I thought you might want to hear.
That's just really nice.
Mm-hmm. You like music?
I could. I like to go to see play. My mama liked to do that also. And I guess that was that desire on her part that led to her death.
She liked plays?
Yes, or music, or I told you she taught music on the piano.
Yes, and then the piano I think was burned in the fire.
Yeah. But they did have another one. It was in the parlor at the house in Ohio.
Jane, today is a quiet and relaxing day for you. What would be the thing that you want to share with me most important to you? Do you think that I could help you in some way, being here at this time?
I think you are helping if you are willing to listen.
That alone is helping?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Then I'm willing to listen. You have a need to share these things with me?
Yes, I have a need. My intention was not to talk with you forever and ever. I did have something to say. I wish to tell you of my death.
I will listen now.
I found as I talked to you, I enjoyed the chance, the opportunity to have a conversation, and I liked that, and so I have delayed telling you because I liked the conversation and I wanted it to continue.
Well, do you feel if you tell me about your death the conversation would stop?
I don't know. That would fulfill my original purpose.
Oh, I see.
And it might. I am not sure.
Well, I'll leave it up to your choice.
I told you I am perhaps not as wise as you think.
That's all right. Well, there may be many other things you'd want to share with me. Perhaps your childhood, perhaps your marriage with the Scotsman.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps there may be other important things that you may want to share to me, with me.
You recall Andy to me. He was very good husband.
He was a good husband?
He was very, I loved him very much. From the beginning, I did. Are you ill?
No, we call these allergies. In where I am now, there is a pollen. I don't know if you're familiar with pollen. It's dust that settles on flowers that flies through the air. And some people are allergic to it. And this year, at this point in time, there's a lot of this dust causes me to sneeze. Thank you for your concern.
I wondered if you were in ill health. Perhaps you would want to not spend a long time on a conversation.
No, I'm perfectly healthy, thank you.
I was always enjoyed good health. I had an affliction. I am lame in one leg.
You are lame in one leg? What caused that lameness?
I was born with that. My right leg is, as it grew, never was as, grew as much as the left. And one leg is shorter. It does not pain me, but I have a lameness that is obvious when I walk.
Do you feel comfortable with that? Or do you?
Well, I'm used to it. I have always had it, but I did think it made, well, I felt I was rather plain in appearance, and the lameness did not help that.
Did you take wedding pictures when you got married?
No, we had no pictures at that time. You see, I left without my parents' blessing.
Oh, did that hurt you?
It hurt all of us. But it could not be otherwise. I met Andy shortly before we were to move to Ohio. He was in Chicago. He worked there on the docks. He was aroused about there along the river. And I happened to meet him when I was with my friend Lucy. One day we went to get a suite. And he was in the shop. And we struck up a conversation. And the next week when Lucy and I went back there, here he was there again. And this went on for a time. I was quite young, you see, at the time. And Andy being somewhat older than I, he realized that I was not old enough at that time for him to call on me. But I told him where we were moving, and he said he would like to come and visit, and he would write. Well, he could not write. I didn't know it at the time. But he had someone write for him. I didn't know this until later. I taught him to write, finally. After we were married, he could not make his letters with any degree of efficiency before then. But he had a friend write, but Papa never allowed me to answer the letters. And Andy did, oh, About 2 years after we moved, finally did come there for a visit, and my father did receive him, however not cordially. And let him know that his appearance there, his visit was not a welcome one, and discouraged him greatly. But Andy was not one to be easily discouraged. He has a great independence of spirit, and I saw this in him and admired him from the first.
Jane, would you feel offended if I say we need to stop talking now? Because
no, you are not well.
I am well. It's a time schedule that we go by in this world.
Yes.
And you know what I mean by time schedules.
Yes.
And my time schedule seems to have run out for today. You won't feel offended if we wait until another time to talk again?
No.
Okay. Would it be permissible for me to have a friend of mine speak with you? Or would you prefer to speak with me?
Who is your friend?
He's a close friend. He's a physician.
A physician?
Yes. He may want to talk with you.
Is she?
It's a he.
Not No. This voice, is she not well?
No, she is well.
I thought, I know she had not been well.
She is well now. Yes. She is well now. But think about it when we talk again.
I think you must ask her.
I must get permission from her.
I think so.
All right.
I would be willing to speak with him if he is inquisitive as you.
Do you want me to answer that? Yes.
There are two.
Okay. Give yourself time to make that decision if you want to. I'll abide by your decision.
I think you have no choice.
Pardon me?
I said, I think you have no choice.
That's quite true. I don't have a choice. Because it is your choice. It is your choice. Then would you want to release this one here was now and to go back wherever it is that you come from?